On March 18, 2016, new Marine recruit Raheel Siddiqui of Taylor died after falling in his barracks on Parris Island, South Carolina. A coroner ruled that fall was suicide. Siddiqui's family insists he was a devout Muslim and would have never committed suicide, and they have filed a $100 million lawsuit against the Marines in their son's death. The investigation into Raheel Siddiqui's death and other incidents involving Muslim recruits has led to the biggest hazing scandal on Parris Island since six recruits drowned there during a nighttime march in April of 1956. A general court-martial for Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix began Tuesday at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. He was Raheel Siddiqui's drill instructor. Todd Spangler of the Detroit Free Press covered the opening day and is covering this trial and with us now. Todd, now this court-martial is not about the death of Raheel Siddiqui?
Not exclusively, and it looks as though the incidents surrounding recruit Siddiqui's death will only be barely touched on in this trial. This is really more about the prosecution's allegations that Gunnery Sergeant Felix maltreated several recruits, three of whom are of Muslim faith. And really, what's interesting about this is that Siddiqui's death brought so much attention to this and really sort of changed what's going on in Parris Island, raised all these investigations to a high profile. But now it appears that because the belief is, or the government's feeling that is that he committed suicide, that they're not making the connection, the direct connection between Gunnery Sergeant Felix's actions and Raheel Siddiqui's death.
And the Siddiqui family was not present in the courtroom?
No, they are not here. It's not known whether they're going to try to come down maybe for closings or for the verdict, but it's somewhat understandable. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, where this case is happening, is really it's not very close to Michigan. It would be a hardship to get down here. And as I say, a lot of what's going on in the courtroom is based around alleged other incidents involving hazing that Gunnery Sergeant Felix is accused of.
Let's talk about some of those actions he's accused of with Raheel Siddiqui, as well as you say, two other Muslim recruits. What particular things is he accused of doing?
In the overall, I mean, he's accused of hitting, of punching, of kicking several recruits while he was a drill instructor there, some of them in his own platoons, some of them in other platoons. You know, he's accused of referring to Muslim Marines as terrorists and taking other actions against them. In the case of Siddiqui, he's directly accused of slapping him just before recruit Siddiqui got up, ran out a door, and apparently jumped or fell to his death three stories down in March of 2016, as you said. The main thing that this case seems to be revolving around, however, is an incident in the summer of 2015, 2.5 years ago now, where a Muslim recruit, Amir Bormesh, who's still a Marine, alleges that Felix and another drill instructor ordered him into an industrial-sized dryer on Parris Island at the base, turned it on several times, burning him, referred to him as a terrorist, and took other actions demeaning his faith. It's in effect insisting that he renounce that faith at certain times and doing things like that. That's so far, that's clearly what the prosecution is centering on in making the case against Felix.
In your story in today's Free Press, I actually did see that he ordered one of the recruits to pretend to cut the head off of another recruit while shouting Allahu Akbar.
Right. The prosecution is arguing that, and Lance Corporal now, Bormesh, says that these two drill instructors, Gunnery Sergeant Felix and another one, Staff Sergeant Michael Eldridge, who's not charged in this case, at some point did tie him up, continued to haze him over his Muslim faith, and then gave him what's known as a scudge brush. It's a brush that you would clean up the floor with and order him to pretend that he was sawing the head off of another recruit while that other recruit was bent over some footlockers. We continue to hear a lot of testimony about this. I have to say that the government's case so far is the recruits we've heard of so far 2 days in have differing remembrances of this, so it's sort of all over the board. But clearly that's how Bormesh remembers it, and that's what Felix is charged with doing.
And how has Felix's attorney defended these actions?
Gunnery Sergeant Felix's defense lawyer, Lieutenant Commander Clay Bridges, has throughout this said that these are not true, that Felix was a good drill instructor who was, if he did anything, was attempting to train his Marine recruits in the best way possible, and that anything that beyond that was really sort of a fabrication, almost the imagination of these recruits, taking maybe certain instances that happened and then blowing them out of proportion.
And what was Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix's demeanor as these recruits and as this Marine, this Lance Corporal Bormesh, is telling his story?
So far, he has sat in the courtroom stone-faced, not betraying any emotion whatsoever. He doesn't look angry. He doesn't look pleased. Literally, he's been without emotion throughout this. There's a woman in the courtroom, we believe is his wife, who's been sitting with him to give him support. But, you know, so far, there haven't been any outbursts in the case. The judge is keeping a very close rein on both sides before the panel, which is before the jury in this case, which is made up of 8 male Marines. And so, yeah, there hasn't been any sort of outburst or really much emotion that Felix has shown in the court.
Now, how long is this trial expected to last?
The inside estimate is 2 weeks. The prosecution tells me that they expect their side of this case to last at least two and a half weeks. And then you would get to the defense side, which could be even longer. We're looking at 75 to 80 or more witnesses if they call everyone that they're expecting that they might. And as trials are wont to do, I mean, you end up with sidebars at the bench. You end up with the jury being sent out so that the lawyers can talk to the judge about other things. It could be longer than that.
And Todd, what is at stake for Gunnery Sergeant Felix if he's found guilty? Could he? What kind of time might he serve in a military prison?
Sure. That's really. It all depends on how this thing works out. I mean, he's charged with numerous counts of maltreatment and cruelty, of disobeying general orders not to hurt recruits or haze recruits, of obstruction of justice, drunken disorderly in one case, giving false statements. Many of those charges include confinement time, which could be a year to 5 years. If you stretched all those out, you know, consecutively, it would be looking at a pretty long sentence. It's unlikely that he'd be facing that. I mean, the truth is here is that when you take off of this Siddiqui's death as him being culpable of that, which they clearly have done, it's unlikely that he's going to be looking at any real sizable length of time, if any, in behind bars, regardless of what happens here. Beyond that, you may be looking at, you know, loss of pay, dishonorable discharge, all of the things that the military also considers when they're looking at punishing someone, and which we should minimize. I mean, to someone who's made their career out of this is a very big deal. But I don't think that we're looking at, you know, decades, even if you were found guilty of everything. That's just unlikely in a case like this.
Todd Spangler covering this military court-martial at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Thank you so very much.
Thank you much.